Hey everyone, great episode of the show to end the week. We talked all things Blast, the good, the bad, the ugly. I frankly took a little bit of an L and we discussed my ETH bags, kind of what the future of Blast is going to look like. We also talked about Ordinals just continuing to dominate and what might be coming up next. And lastly, we wrapped up with a conversation about Solana NFTs and some potential buys that could make sense in the future. Today's episode is brought to you in partnership with Tensor, the leading Solana NFT marketplace. You can go check them out at tensor.trade. Enjoy the show. Good morning, and happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nifty Morning Show. We are kicking this off. I had some margaritas last night. I didn't get very much sleep. My bags are disgustingly bad, but hey, we're going to recover. We're going to talk about it. We're going to pivot is what's going to happen today. It's going to be all about pivoting, adapting to what happened with Blast yesterday. We have Easy, who's been buying shit coins. He's been buying meme coins. He's been buying NFTs this morning. Kix, I think you participated in some as well, but we're going to cover all of that. Everything Blast, the aftermath effect on ETH NFTs, aka my bags, basically took a 35% haircut yesterday, which is not great. Well, we're going to pivot, like I was saying, and the Ordinals ecosystem just dominating. People are having fun over there, and it has been a joy to watch. Signal, are you repping some Bodago's merch? Is that what I'm seeing?
Hell yeah. It arrived. Managed to get it. This is the first of it. It was a chunky box as well. I'm really happy. Pio, shout out to Pio for just stuffing the box with Bodago's merch. I thought I'd wear most of it today and I thought, no, it's too much. That's like stepping out in like all Balenciaga. You know those people who are like from head to toe? I was like, no, chill. We're going to roll it out a little bit. Plus, I'm feeling like this is going to bring some luck for Blast this week. I have to say, yesterday I was one of those people who literally was about to bridge and then it was like the traffic light when you're not paying attention just goes red and you just slam a brake because I'm like, hell no, I'm not paying $700 to take my money, which has been earning interest for God knows how long, and then bridge that over to Blast. So I pause as usual, Easy, first one in the building. First one in, first one out. He got over for $6. I'm being charged $700. So I haven't got over yet, and I'm waiting for gas to come down.
Yeah, that was a good old-fashioned FIFO for those accounting.
I was thinking the same thing, dude. I took logistics in college, man. I'm a big FIFO, LIFO. That's not even logistics. That's accounting, pretty sure.
Accounting.
I'm just going to be honest, though. That blind sending one ETH to just a wallet address and hoping it showed up on Blast was not something I'd recommend to anybody. Someone had joined the show this morning and was like, did you use like a burner wallet to do this? And I was like, nah. I just sent one ETH straight from the hot wallet and just let it fly. And like, if it gets there, it gets there. Let's see what happens.
Absolutely absurd. Kix, you are dabbling in some shit coins on Blast as well, right?
Yeah. I'm in there. I definitely think like if you enjoy like trading meme coins, you have to have some sort of mental disorder, I think, just because like the chaos and the insanity of it. I'm like, who could actually like enjoy being in this scenario? Like I bought this token called BCAT, and then I bought this token called Finger. So I'm like, okay, you know, this seems like good exposure. I'm in early, I'm pre-bridge, I'm over before the official bridge is live. I think the meme Finger Blast, that's pretty funny. BCAT, I don't know. Some people like cats, I don't, but I'm like, I'm in there too. Next thing you know, the BCAT dev is just dumping clips of the token just like every 20 minutes. And it's just obvious. So the dude didn't even like try to use multiple wallets. Just like the laziest dev, like probably like wiping Cheeto dust off on his fingers in between dumping this shit. And so then I was like, screw that. So I sold out of that at an 80% loss. Then Finger Blast starts correcting all the way down to my entry. So I throw in what I lost on BCAT into Finger. And then that thing's just been all over the place. It's just insane. It's definitely meant for a younger generation that their like serotonin and dopamine receptors have been so frazzled by modern society that this kind of stuff is normal to them.
Yeah. I actually bridged over. I was seeing those gas fees. Someone from the Discord, Rye Guy, sent me a link to, I forget what the name of it is, but you can bridge for like $7, Signal. It's way easier. I forget the name. I can send it to you in the chat. But
Orbiter.finance.
There you have it. Orbiter. I hardly know her. Dude, there's so many things that end in ER that it's just like I can make that joke once a day. Thruster. Kicks, you're muted.
I said, that's your Michael Scott's. That's what she said for sure.
Yeah.
But it's ironic that you can bridge the blast for like $600 cheaper than if you actually want to bridge your actual blast money to blast.
You know we're back though because people are just shilling shitcoin after shitcoin on Blast right now in both the Twitter and the YouTube comments. It's heating up. But anyways, I bridged over like 0.1 ETH because that was the maximum you could do on Orbiter. And I just like was on there and everything was trash. It was trash. The only thing I bought, I almost bought the Pico top of Finger. And then I was like about to buy it easy. I went to a space. He was hyping it up, chatting all about finger. Literally, I'm about to click buy. Easy goes, oh, I just dumped all my bags. I'm like, well, dude, come on. This guy is ruthless.
It's PV. You're in a Wild West town, man. And, you know, he's playing poker with you and he may be smiling one second. Next second, he's got his six shooter out pointing at you.
This is PvP, dude. I almost can't even trust Easy with some of this stuff that he's doing because he's moving so fast. Like, he's not going to ride these bags. He's going to be in and out. You know, he's got the quick feet. He's not.
I'm here to make money on this L2. I'm not here to leave money on this L2.
This version of Easy really is different. This guy
is Solana Easy. This is Solana. We haven't seen Solana Easy in a while, but Solana Easy is first in a building, first out. When he's saying, yeah, that looks interesting, I might be buying some. Just pause and think, hey, Easy's probably already made profit and gone. I'm just going to say it now, Easy. But you know what? There's a lot to learn from him from there. Also, as well, the reason why I didn't just rush over, because I was like, well, who are the people who are going to rush over? It's going to be the scammers, the meme coins, and that's fine.
Honeypots, like, rug pulls, there's no tools to check against it. I got honeypotted yesterday. Just some dumb shit. I just wasn't thinking. Because the easiest way to trade meme coins right now without a honeypot check, especially on a chain like this, is to just buy a very small amount. And then you can sell it because gas is like 20 cents. So you actually can like test stuff without worrying too much on it. But man, I gotta say, like you're gonna see so much bullshit over the next like 7 to 10 days where people are just like trying to capitalize on a bunch of this shit. We'll see. Like, all in all, it's chaotic. Like, Clemente's right. I'm trading NFTs over here now because I'm like, okay, shit. The first NFTs have started to mint. And it was like meme coins yesterday. I wanted to trade meme coins really early. Like, that was it. I wanted to just go trade the meme coins right away, get in and get out. And now I'm trading the first NFT on Blast. And I'm like, okay, let's see where it goes. It moves a little slower than meme coins. I'm used to NFTs. I'm excited to see where it goes from here because there is some dumb shit that's going to happen with this too. Like, things are going to rug. You're going to see the dumbest NFTs, Giga Send for no reason, which is literally what we're seeing right now. And marketplaces launch that are going to try to incentivize like farming and getting volume. So it's early, but that's kind of what gives opportunity.
And I think this
is definitely the environment where like the most people can lose money possible, like percentage wise. Like they're like the beginning of like a new chain, like nothing that's happening right now, like is going to stand the test of time. Like I can almost guarantee it. It's like, you know, is Dog with Hat the number one meme coin or Bonk? Because they were the first meme coin that launched on Solana way back in the day. Like, no one gives a shit about that stuff outside of like crypto punks. Like, no one gives a crap about like that narrative. Oh, this is the first NFT on Arbitrum. No one gives a shit about that, right? So I feel like this is the time, a period of time where the most people can lose money. Because if they're not losing money on the NFTs or the meme coins, they're going to that YOLO Games casino and they're literally at a casino. They're betting at a casino, which is a negative EV game. It's just mathematically a losing game. They're like, oh, look at this idiot just lost 30 ETH in like, you know, 10 minutes. And I'm just like, this is just terrible.
It really is wild. And we'll talk about it later on in the show. Cause I basically, my entire thesis absolutely crumbled yesterday within about an hour in, and then Blur announcing that they're not doing anything on Blast until April just destroyed my bags. All hopes and dreams I had of making money on the Blast launch and potential airdrops, it's all garbage, frankly. And I think long term, this is not saying a long term it's not going to pay off, but Oh man, I need to pivot, and I want to ask you guys about it later on in the show. But before we get kicked off, guys, a quick reminder that if you go to shop.bodagos.com, which is the Pooch Price Plaza, you have a little less than an hour to enter in the Blind Bone Skate Deck Drop. It's not a raffle, even though it says enter raffle, it's not a raffle. But we're going to be picking the winners to win some beautiful decks that Pio's been working very hard on with the art team. And we're going to be sending those out when the winners are picked. So super excited about that. That'll be, the winners will be picked at 10 a.m. Eastern. I believe you have like a 30% chance of winning if you enter. So pretty, pretty solid. And I want to give a quick shout out to the partners of today's show, Tensor, the leading Solana NFT marketplace, absolutely crushing it. As you can see, about a little over a month ago, they announced their price lock launch, which you can do, you can use across various collections like Crypto Undeads, Tensorians, Bodagos, and more. It allows users to long or short NFTs. You pick a price, lock it for 7 days, and you can make a spread depending on what happens to the price after that. So if you're bullish on NFTs, bearish on NFTs, hey, if I had this on ETH, I would have been shorting my bags. You could have made a whole lot of money there. but you can do the very same thing on Solana, basically gas-free, and you just pay, you make the spread plus a small fee. You can check it out at tensor.trade/lock to learn more. I've been playing around with it. It's been a whole lot of fun. But let's kick things, let's kick the show off. We got a lot to cover, not on just the blast side, but Ordinals Mania. Robinhood in Europe has been making some moves. So Kix, I will throw it over to you whenever you are ready for the weather report.
All right. That sounds great. I'll be ready in like 6 or 7 minutes. Just kidding, man. I'm ready to go right now. I'm fired up. Pulling it up today. Where's the weather report? Here it is. Friday, March 1st. Bitcoin market volume coming in almost 40 million at 37. That's insane. We got ETH coming in 27.1. We got Solana 13.1. Looking over at the market leaders, now we know why Clemente is depressed. WASI's down 35%. Lil Pudgy's down 10%. Node Monkey's up 30%. Pizza Ninja's up 22%. RSIC up 12%. So Ordinals good, ETH bad. Bridge Mainnet went live yesterday, but some users like Easy Eats Bodega were able to bridge early. Bridgers were met with gas of upwards of $300 to bridge and send their bridge ETH into Mainnet. And also found that a 10x points multiplier was added to incentivize users to keep their ETH on the layer two. Hundreds of meme coins launched, including Pump by Loomdart, which currently holds a $25 million market cap. And the WASIs are down 40% after that launch. In an effort to combat wash trading, Tensor has made changes to their points program, and some collections will have their points temporarily paused, and new edited bids will have a warm-up period. You got to warm that shit up, baby. Some collections whose points have been paused have dropped overnight, like Fragana down 40%, Soul Maps down 40%, Fox Federation down 28%, with Tensor sharing that they're actively working to end Season 3 rewards. Robinhood announced that they are relisting Solana in Europe, less than 9 months after delisting it last summer when Solana was at 15. Gotta love that. They're all about that exit liquidity. Whiff is also going to be added to the platform with a Solana meme coin up 30% in the last 24 hours to $1 and a $1 billion market cap. The dog truly got a hat. Lastly, Puppy Maxi Biz, a double derivative, one of my personal favorites, minted out for $10. And after debuting at 0.01 BTC, they've done a 3x to 0.029, which is almost $2,000. Also, don't worry. You couldn't have minted it for $10. You had to own something else to mint it. So don't feel like you missed out on a free mint. Bitcoin Puppets continuing to gain traction. They're at a 0.23 Bitcoin floor. Node Monkey skyrocketing to 0.6 Bitcoin. That's it for the weather report. Back to you in the studio.
Oh, you are muted to high hell, Chief. That is an absolute generational fumble. You'll get the next one, dude. You got this.
How is this now? Am I good?
It's mediocre at best, but it works. What's on the whiteboard behind you?
I wrote my daily trading affirmations today. Look, I'm trying to change my mindset, right? So what's important here is, look, I did some soul searching last night.
Soul searching.
after the margaritas, after the dinner, I walked around Wynwood, right? And I reflected. I actually checked OpenSea. I was like, holy shit. Remember when my Wassies were worth 2.3 ETH and now they're down, they're worth 1.1? You know, that stuff really, it's gut-wrenching, right? It messes with your confidence a little bit, right? And I was also, you know, dabbling in some of the dating apps, right? And I wasn't getting any matches last night either. So it was a rough night for me, if I'm being honest. So what I did this morning, right? I woke up, I did some stretching, I did some journaling, and I wrote some affirmations, right, on my whiteboard. And it says, affirmations, number one, I'm a good trader. Number two, I will make profitable trades. Number three, my bags will pump. Number four, I will hold the line. So
those are number four and number two contradict each other.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not a final, you know, it's a work in progress in terms of these affirmations. I've been seeing, you know, Tony Robbins.
Did you write Harden on there?
I did not. I did not, but I will add that. I will make that number five, Harden. But look, you know, it's been a rough 24 hours for me. I'm going to be honest. And frankly, look, I don't want to talk about it too much. What I do want to talk about is Puppet Maxi Biz. Holy shit, what a cookerino. And you know what? I was talking to Guapo about it. Shout out to Guapo, our community manager, the Bodaz community manager, got 100 whitelist spots for the puppets yesterday, or gave them out to Bodagos. We made over $100,000 in profits. Look, some of them are unrealized, so I don't want to go bragging too much, but the Bodagos community is absolutely printing. I forgot to give my wallet to Guapo, so I missed out on $2,000, which would have recouped my Wassies loss. But look, hey, we live and we learn. This is all about learning, right? We're just in the beginning of the bull run, the market shifting. So look, the most important thing is not necessarily you winning, but you learning.
And I'm doing a whole lot of learning, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's not losing, it's learning. You know,
exactly. I'm learning, dude. I've learned so much in the last 24 hours. But first story from the Daily Digest. You can go subscribe at dailybones.com. We are rolling out some really exciting stuff. First story, Arbitrum has partnered with Robinhood to unlock DeFi and cross-chain swaps for its users. So Robinhood really pivoting back into crypto after 9 months ago. They were like, hey, remember Solana? You're not trading that anymore. We're going to force sell your Solana at $15. Sayonara. So Robinhood coming back. Don't tell me we're not back. Signal, do you use Robinhood? This is all EU.
No, you're mixing it up. Oh, okay. No, I use Revolut. I don't use Robinhood. Revolut's just like the app to be using over here. Sorry, why are you asking me about, isn't this like a US thing? This Robinhood Arbitrum thing?
So I was seeing on Robinhood, I read into it this morning that it was in the EU, actually, not.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah. Next story from the Daily Digest. If you locked up your bonk in bonk rewards in the first 48 hours, you are eligible for the BSKT community airdrop for the Solana tracker token. So I'll share a link in the Twitter spaces and the YouTube stream if you want to check it out. I was not eligible. I staked a bunch of my bonk, but it was like a week after. Still, that thing is still locked for another 5.5 months. So hopefully the price maintained until then. Next story, the Winklevoss twins will be returning $1.1 billion to Gemini customers from their earned product fiasco. I don't know if you guys remember that. After they reached a settlement with Genesis, Kix, or anyone else. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on this, but I thought this was pretty interesting. Well, maybe not. Next story. Vanguard.
I saw them in the Social Network movie the other day. I watched that.
Yeah, the Winklevi twins, dude. Okay. Yeah, I love a good old pop-up ad. But Vanguard CEO Tim Buckley will be stepping down from Vanguard. If you guys remember, Vanguard was the one that refused to list the Bitcoin ETF in or make it tradable for their customers. So, Tim Aruni, smell you later, buddy. I hope you enjoyed.
Remember when James was on the show, the Bloomberg analyst, he said that he found it surprising that Vanguard didn't include the ETF on that platform. So this could be some of the consequences that we're seeing here. We should see if the new CEO allows the BTC ETF to be on the platform, which they should, because the banks are doing it now and it makes money. It's raining money for these institutions to have these ETFs. So
I also wonder if their new CEO will be bald. Because that would actually show that they're really going to focus on
crypto. They're going all in on crypto.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for the hairstyle of the new CEO.
Definitely something to watch for. I'm getting a lot of comments from the creeps community that I must be living under a rock because I'm not covering Portal Coin. So, hey, let's throw it in. Portal Coin is down 50% from its trading debut on Binance, now trading at $2.20. Creeps have also bled recently. But look, hey, they have a supposedly their white paper coming out today. So we'll see how that goes. So shout out to the creeps community. I'm not living under a rock. There you go. There's your news.
Comente, man. I love you post margaritas. I probably love you on margaritas as well.
I was jazzed up yesterday. Look, when I went to dinner, I was like, dude, I need to like take a walk. I need to like let loose. Cause I was, you know, it's easy to get emotional, right? That's one of my downsides as a Latino man. You know, I think it's in our genes to be a little bit more emotional, frankly. You see Latino women, they're very,
what size jeans do you wear?
Dude, I'm growing. I have a bunch of jeans that are way too tight on me now. Like, my butt cheeks are like weight. It's like two plump apples back there, basically, when I wear them. So I need to get like looser ones. I've been hitting squats. So I don't like size 32, I think 31. But anyways, I don't even know what I was talking about.
Didn't you sell your Wassies at 2 ETH?
No, I didn't sell shit, dude.
I sold my Wassies over 2 ETH. And Clemente told me I was a paper-handed idiot. So Clemente actually did step 4, hold the line, and I followed affirmation 2, take profit.
That's and also funny thing is that the exact same thing happened on Finger Clemente. He sold it at 6.8 market cap, and I was like, look at this fucking bozo. And then now it's down 50%.
So it's very important to understand.
My Blast Penguins, by the way, 0.27. We got in this morning at 0.18. So we're living well over here, guys. I'm just saying. The blast market is red hot. Clemente, if you want, I can start giving you trading advice because you gave me a play.
No, because you're going to dump. I actually don't trust your trading advice right now because you're in like this savage mode right now where I'm like, dude, dude, you're crushing it. Like,
somebody told me it was PVP, and I'm sorry, but there's no pigs left at the slaughter, my friend. Every one of them is going down.
I was at a Nifty meeting, and Nick verbatim said, don't use your friends as exit liquidity except for Clemente. He said, Clemente, you can just get that guy top buy and exit on him anytime. Clemente, you should pull up Blast Penguins because actually I think the art's phenomenal.
Can you send me the link? Easy, I'll pull it up right now. But
yeah, Clemente, this is when mom says there's pudgy penguins at home.
Clemente, do you still believe in your first thesis, which was I want to make about 5K from the airdrops, which will be coming to the Wazzies?
So I'll give my quick rundown on Blast and my experience and why I'm dealing with some emotional trauma, I think, from yesterday is I didn't realize, my thesis, the underlying fundamental part was I thought Blur day one was going to be launching or have some sort of integration with Blast. That was my first mistake is I assumed that would be happening. And then instead they just throw out this random teaser that, hey, watch out for April. Like it's going to be. And then like, so my first impression is that this was rushed to launch. It wasn't ready. I'm going to pull up these penguins right now. And then the other thing is like, I was thinking like, hey, you know, these point airdrops, these allocations, these fair launches from meme coins, those fair launches and those allocations don't mean shit if it's all garbage, right? So what if you get a meme coin allocation if it's literally worth $10, right? So I severely over... hyped and overestimated how much money would be actually circulating. That's not to say I'm not bullish long-term on Blast, right? Like I do think when April comes around and this integration comes out, there's going to be an inflow of liquidity. That's going to be really exciting. But literally in the next 30 days, I'm like, why the hell would I own an Ethereum NFT right now? Why would I do that? There's literally zero incentive to do so. Right now, especially with the ordinals activity, I'd rather be dabbling in Solana NFTs, frankly.
Sigal said that yesterday or Wednesday.
That to me is way more exciting than Ethereum NFTs right now, which sucks because I was actually really excited. It had built all this momentum. And then what happened is the people buying in over the last week or so into a lot of these projects were buying under the impression that they were going to get some of these fair launch allocations. So when that didn't play out and we saw what happened yesterday with Blast, it didn't meet the expectations of a lot of people. people dumped it for liquidity and they're just moving on because they have short attention spans, which is why I'm down 50% from the peak in terms of WASIs. That WASIs launch, by the way, yesterday was a disaster. I don't know how much of it. I was actually disappointed in Loom Dart in terms of what I thought he was going to do versus what he actually delivered. I bought into this mysterious piece. I thought Pump was going to be interesting. I thought Chiblings were going to be bridging to Blast, and they still might. I'm just trying to decide how much patience to have right now versus just selling everything and just keeping building my ETH stack, have 3, 4, 5 ETH just sitting there and figuring out what to do from there.
Are you still up on your buys?
I'm still, yeah. I'm like break even.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you, just went like from you, your, just got- you just went from your up to your break even. So what is it?
I was up like $5,000 across Wassies, Sappy Seals, and the Chibaroonies. I am now back down to a break even, but I did lock in some short term capital gains. So I also, nice. I'm down. I'm down, I would say.
But also as well, Clemente, you also have to think like on Blast, this is a, I don't want to say a long-term game because we're, you know, it's May. So let's say like a medium-term game, but what they're incentivizing here is activity on the chain. And if you have activity on the chain, you're going to get those rewards. And then on top of that, if you actually, use the dApps on Blast, they're going to also have their tokens. So there's like plenty of time for you to actually get to that target that you want. And I completely agree. Like, right, like a lot of people are FUDding Blast at the moment because of, for example, being able to bridge your money back, the fact that it's not a whales game anymore, that the fact that now it's actually going to be just an activity game. But at the end of the day, like this is the number one ecosystem for at least this year. And I see Pac-Man just continuing the Ponzi. Leonidas had that great that great cartoon this morning was like, you think it's this pyramid, but the pyramid's actually even bigger and you haven't even gotten over the top. But the fact is, this is like, if you look at who's investing in that ecosystem on CT, it's all the biggest whales. If you look at all the dApps that are being built, all those founders are very like vocal. You don't really see this happening across like so many ecosystems that the founders are coming forward, they're collaborating, they're working together. Everyone, like, you know, NFC Statistics, he said that he has never shilled or tweeted about a project on his timeline before. For the first time, he did it the other day, and it was for Pac-Moon. Pac-Moon is a project that's going to be dropping on Blast. I don't know when, but like pretty soon. So the fact is that it has all of us gravitating towards Blast. And I just think that if you wait this out and play a volume game on Blast and use the dApps, you'll get the rewards in May.
I like that signal. The only thing is like, frankly, it's less for me about the money investment that goes into that. It's like, do I have the bandwidth and like, honestly, the insanity to be able to go like, hey, I'm going to be farming this. I'm going to be jumping. Hey, let me check out this protocol. Let me get in and out and, you know, let me pump and dump this. Let me, you know, I don't, you know, my agility, I would say as a trader is actually kind of slow, right? I would compare my agility as, you know, I'm like an offensive lineman, right? I'm kind of bulky. You know, I don't move very fast. I'm a little slow, right?
You're not like a pulling guard either. Oh. Yeah,
like he's a block first tight end is what I'd say. Like not like a nice, strong, quality receiving hands. It's more like he gets out there, really team player focused, chops his feet, but sometimes they move a little bit. They move like they're in molasses sometimes, but he still gets to the end result when he needs to.
And also, Clemente, sorry, and your point is I completely understand because it does feel overwhelming when you've got like the 47 winners and then you've got like all these games that are being played. But I'm like, mate, just choose your lane, right? Do you want to do Ordinals? You could probably do really well at Ordinals considering what you've been doing, the paper trading on Ethereum. You know, choose Ordinals. Do you want to go over to Solana and be farming marketplaces? Or do you want to be doing Blast? Like, there's so much for everybody to choose from. You don't have to like try and do everything at once. Just choose your lane and what you want to do and dominate that rather than trying to be like pulled in all these different directions. Because you're right, in the end, you just get paralysis by analysis, you end up doing nothing.
And one of my my flaws as a trader is I'm very reactive, like I was saying. So I don't want to overreact and then just sell everything. Like I actually want to take time to figure out what I want to do next. This is the comments now of me having two plump apples as butt cheeks is crazy.
I have a small butt too. It's fine, man. Jeans are hard to get, but I have to really tighten my belt. And I'm slightly overweight. So like it's not just skinny guys that have that problem.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, I literally laid this out on Wednesday. I said multiple things. I said, one, Pac-Man's probably going to wait the rewards for Blast to be more based on mainnet activity than just sitting in a bridge earning yield. That turned out to be true. Second of all, that a shit ton of people would come in the first 48 hours and like actually lose their stack just trying to do stupid shit on Blast before like anything legitimate is even there and deployed. And the real play that people are going to actually make money are the ones that probably just sit in the bridge and do nothing, or the people that like come onto the chain and do things they would normally do. So like, you know, go onto the chain and buy ETH on a DEX. You know what I mean? Like, so then you're getting like, you're getting points on that DEX and you're doing something you would normally do anyways, right? But like Arbitrum is like the biggest L2 chain, right? No one over in Arbitrum is like, man, thank God I bought that NFT the first 24 hours Arbitrum launched. You know, like nothing in the first week is going to be here in a year on Blast. It's really like a patience game, man. It's going until May. There's plenty of opportunity to find good things that align, like six that align with like what you think you're good at. Got plenty of time. And then there's going to be activity after. They're not going to do the entire airdrop for 2 months. It's going to be like Blur. There's gonna be a season one, there's gonna be a season two. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And I have not experienced
my finger bless.
I have not experienced an L2 launch, right? So I also don't have a point of reference of like, hey, what was Optimism like? What was Arbitrum like? What was Polygon like on day one?
Same thing happens. They launch a Punk's derivative, like everyone top buys it. Some random ass shit coins come on, you know, they go to zero. And then the real legit stuff, like the real legit like stuff, like people that are like building legitimate stuff, they're not like, we gotta get this thing out the first 6 hours of Blast being live or we're not gonna make it. You know what I mean? Like
understand provenance, though. That's the issue. Like, if someone is a proud owner of the first NFT on Blast, obviously, I have to value provenance in a different regard.
No, I feel that, man. I mean, when I look at this shit, I'm like, God damn, dude, I want to take this to the club.
Listen, I know you guys have your pudgy penguins, but I have a Blast penguin. So I'm not saying that, like, you know, there's a lot of...
Dude, what this looks like to me is that when they announced the Blast program, they were like, we got 2 months start to finish on this thing, dog. We got 2 months to get this show. I mean, look at this. And do you have the time to blast with me? All right. Who the hell is this nerd?
It's not a phase, Dad.
It's not a phase, man. We're going to the moon, dude. You seen orbital pumps? We're next.
Look at the Blast chain on it.
Oh, dude, the Blast chain some legit people, is good, though.
Like, some people got drip. Some people got drip. Some people don't. Listen.
That was... messed up, Jack. I'm keeping that in my head.
For people listening, we're looking at Blast penguins. These have a 0.26 ETH floor. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what's the issue?
How many of these do you have, Easy?
3, but they're actively listed right now.
Oh my God, this guy is insane.
I bought them for 0.17, bro. Like, get me out of these damn things. 0.18.
How much
0.2.
You buy that?
Huh?
How much you buy these at?
0.19, 0.2, and I bought a rare for 0.3.
And how much are you spending on gas per transaction?
20 cents. Yeah, so like you can make quick moves and just chop the feet. Just get those gains. Like, that's the thing with meme coins on Blast too, is like, dude, you can take a 40% win and just book it and don't think about it twice, because like gas is actually cheap. So like a 40% win on $1,000 is $400 you didn't have before. You know what I mean?
Like, and you did that in like 4 hours or something like that.
Not even, dude. 4 hours is a long time, bro. Like, I did it in like 16 minutes on meme coins. Just get in and out. Keep the feet chopping.
You'll never go broke taking 2Xs in this space. The reason why, and the people that don't take 2Xs is what makes so much money for everyone else. Clemente, you were in your zone a week ago, okay? And what you can't have is this little blip on the radar mentally affect you, because then you're going to start doing dumb shit. And that's what I every time I lose money is when I see other people making money or the trade that I went for didn't work out. And then I go into straight revenge trading mode. And that is like where you lose a lot of money. So you just got to reset. I'll work with you on your affirmations. I think you got to add a couple of things in there. Like, you know, number one rule, never fall in love, you know? No one ever went broke taking a 2X, stuff like that. But dude, you saw the matrix for 24 hours. You know what I mean? You're going to see the Matrix again. You just got to be ready.
I was right. I miss those days, man. I was the king for like a good 24 hours. Holy
feels good, doesn't it?
It was wild, man. I was getting DMs. I was getting, my engagement was through the roof, wrapping up followers, dude. Oh, dude, my DMs, dude. Oh, and then with that confidence also then transitioned into other phases of my life, dude.
Into hubris.
I jumped on Hinge. I started shooting my shot, right? I go, hey, yo. You know, I started doing heat checks and they were working. They were like, yo, this guy's got confidence. This guy can provide for me. This guy can provide security. He's funny. You know, damn. You know, maybe he is a little petite, but he's got strong muscles. Hey, his shoulders maybe aren't that small. You know, maybe his shoulders aren't that small. And it was working, dude. It really was. But now the confidence is actually, now that my confidence is gone on the trading front, right now it's affecting other sides of my life, right? So anyways, yeah, Kicks, look, we'll need to talk about that afterwards.
Well, now you already got some of your own internal signals. So like next time, you know, like, hey, when I start going on Hinge, like, you know, like I'm a, you know, Hollywood actor, that's when I just floor my whole bag.
Good call. Okay. You know what? So what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to post a chart of my Hinge activity over time. You can go to dailybones.com, and what you're going to get is every day in the newsletter is a chart of my number of matches and shots taken on Hinge. And when that number, when my conversion rate is way too high, that's when you know to sell your bags, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll be working on that. It's a work in progress. Nick is actually coding this live. So stay tuned. But go to dailybones.com. But just to summarize this, and by the way, Easy, you are seeing it. We're witnessing a live dump on these blast penguins.
They listen to me too closely, man. I'm going to have to buy the dip here. I'm going to have to hold the line. Affirmation number 4. I will hold the line in order to recognize affirmation number 2, which is take profit, in hopes of reaching affirmation 1, which is be a good trader. So luckily right now we're about break even. We may end up having to you know, deploy some capital here. I'm a little bit nervous. This listing count is surging. Where's the volume? Pac-Man told me there was $2 billion of money on Blur and none of it's being deployed on. Damn, someone just fat-fingered one for 0.02.
That sucks. They're probably listening to this show. Now they're having a bad day, Clemente. Think about that. That's a bad day right there. Yeah, I mean, the only problem, there's awesome, $2.3 billion on the bridge, but about $1 billion of that, people can't even, they'll lose all their money if they accept the gas transaction. So that's actually bullish for ETH. There's about $1 billion worth of ETH that people can't sell because it's stuck in the bridge. If anything, you want a long ETH right now.
Interesting, actually. On all things Blast, Easy, I do want to see this. Holy shit, the listings are just skyrocketing on.
Skyrocketing, Clemente, I'm in danger, man. So I'm not having fun anymore.
Easy, can you send me a link to your rare penguin that you own? The fact that you spent 0.3 ETH on a rare one is so wild to me.
Trust me, Clemente, sometimes we make mistakes when the bull market's here. The bull market's here. Here's my rare penguin.
All right, let's check out this rare penguin. And by the way, the NFT marketplace we're using is Element. So you can go to element.market to check it out. Wow, this thing looks interesting. It's got
rare penguin.
Look at this.
It's a rare penguin.
It's little goth face too, except it's got a black shirt and it's a robot penguin. Interesting.
Cyborg penguin.
Yeah. And I mean, they got the same pitch as Node Monkey's first 10K collection on Blast.
It's only a 3,333 supply.
Oh. Ish.
Well, worth that.
Uh-oh.
All right. Look, we can maybe talk a little bit more about Blast in the end. We'll check in on these Blast penguins, see what's going on. Easy, you have your penguin listed at 0.34 already. Yep. The rare one.
So he's just farming points. He was going to make money, but now he's just farming element points.
You know what? That's actually a good point. I might need to get on there and at least, hey, if you take a loss, at least you're farming points, man, right? At least your point stack's going up.
A lot of dead bodies on Blast from that statement.
The bigger story, frankly, over the last 24 hours has been the ordinals, honestly. Like, I was thinking about it, and I was looking at the indicator of, like, who is having the most fun right now. And by far, ordinals is taking the cake. Holy shit. Those guys are just living the dream right now. I don't know where this money is coming from, but we had Node Monks. Easy. You have a Node Monk worth 0.6 Bitcoin right now. One or two. How many do you have?
One now. One sold.
How much did you sell it at?
0.469.
And what do you
great number?
Great number. So your cost basis is basically zero.
I'm up 0.06, give or take, like maybe a little less, like 0.04, we'll call it 0.04.
Well, congratulations.
And I still have one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely crushing it, dude. Congratulations. But I'm looking at, like, for me, it's taking a lot of self-control to not get back into ordinals. My issue, Kix, is like, I know ordinals where people are having more fun and this could be the shiny object for me to get into, but I'm so bad at trading ordinals. And frankly, it feels a little overinflated right now. People are dunking on me for fading ordinals. My exposure to it is just through the Bodago super pack that's just still printing. But look, it just doesn't feel very exciting for me to try to get in right now versus, like Signal was saying, for a very similar price, I could get something like a Clanosaur, for example, at like 30 soul. So that's just the other thing I've been thinking about. But Kix, I don't know if you have any thoughts on why ordinals are pumping, what the deal is here, given your experience with stuff like this pumping to kind of levels that we didn't think would be happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the ordinals, like ecosystem's finally maturing, and there's like projects that people are really excited about. I mean, I think Bitcoin Puppets was like, it's like almost to me, like it was like cool cats energy, meaning like, you know, like anyone could get in pretty cheap in the beginning. It's you know, a unique art style. I see a lot of smart traders rocking these or the Node Monkeys. This was an absolute cook. And I think a lot of people like sold them to, it just reminds me of like a cool cats or like a Milady kind of energy, just like a, you know, kind of an edgy, fun project. But yeah, man, I'm not a great ordinals trader myself.
Just takes too long, man.
Yeah. And in the reality over there, I think it's like three projects that are actually pumping, right? Mm-hmm. Or four, right? So if you maybe don't own three, or, yeah, if you don't own the three or four, you're just probably sitting there. Like if you own a Bitcoin frog, if you're a Bitcoin frog maxi, you're up like 10% over 30 days when everything else did like a 4x. But yeah, I mean, if you're buying here, you're maybe FOMO buying a little bit at these levels. Definitely want to zig when the people are zagging. The time to buy ordinals was probably 3 weeks ago to 2 months ago when they were like consolidating for a while. And now here's the big leg up. And that's how like NFTs work, right? They consolidate for a while and then they make a disgusting move up that gives everyone FOMO. So yeah.
It's and Witters is saying that owning the high priced ones gets you more free ones. Hey, that sounds like the Ponzinomics 101 we did yesterday with the class and that we emailed to our newsletter subscribers is what's the pyramid looking like? So hey, enjoy while it lasts. I don't know if I were a betting man, if I were to be honest, if you were to hear my prediction, I'd sell the shit out of a Node Monkey right now. I'd sell the shit out of it. Put it on lock. I'm going to write down on the whiteboard. A week from now, Node Monks will be lower than 0.6 Bitcoin. Crazy idea.
Yeah, but Clemente, I don't think it matters if it has a pullback because they've been running on such a hot streak. I would expect a pullback, but I would also expect for Node Monks to then go back up again. Like I could definitely see them reaching one Bitcoin by the end of the year in the face of Bitcoin absolutely ripping. Just like those two things are correlated right now. And to Wither's point as well, like that community will probably keep receiving allow lists in the same way that back in 2021, there are many communities that used to get allow lists for being the top collection. So it's expensive. If someone can afford it and is comfortable going in, I still think it's interesting, but I probably would wait for a little bit of a pullback because it's just a little bit too hot right now.
Don't ever talk negatively about ordinals. They're really
I'm not saying, not you.
I'm talking Clemente.
This is not negative.
Clemente's saying that there's going to be a pullback.
They're consolidating. There's going to be like, you know how Bitcoin has just like, it's gone to 63 and then now it's pulled back and it's like doing that 59 to 62 dance. Like Bitcoin's going to rip. There is literally air between here and 69K. There's no resistance and ordinals is correlated to that as well. So I expected them to follow the same path. So
yeah, I definitely feel like Node Monkeys were like running a little hot but then Clemente said to sell the shit out of them. So actually I think they could just keep going straight up to one Bitcoin because I'm pretty sure I saw him in a video that the Bitcoin puppets made at like 0.04 when it, like, him and Bunny were like, yeah, I'd sell the shit out of it. I would attack the floor right here. Now it's up 5x. Like, he's writing down a new affirmation.
Don't FUD ordinals.
Don't FUD ordinals.
You're going to get bullied really badly today, dude. And, like, if I were you, I would probably just uninstall Twitter for, like, the next 6 to 7 hours. Because negatively talking about the Node Monkeys as someone who's experienced it, it leads to, like, some levels of trauma that I haven't experienced since I was 7.
So, Clemente, read from the prompt. Okay, say, Node Monkeys are the first 10K collection on ordinals.
Node Monkeys are the first 10K ordinals collection on a profile picture on ordinals.
This is like getting into CryptoPunks early 2021.
This is like getting into CryptoPunks in early 2021.
If you don't understand the provenance here, you probably couldn't even define that word.
If you don't understand the provenance here, you don't even understand the word.
Great. Awesome. Guys, clip that.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, clip that. Don't clip the earlier segment. Look, I have a bad track record with ordinals, a very bad track record. But look, hey, Node Monks, look, I have nothing against you guys. And I'm bullish, very bullish long-term on ordinals, but I'm looking at it from a trading perspective. I'm looking at it from someone that's gotten slaughtered over the last 24 hours and experienced some emotional trauma in terms of my trading that I'm trying to figure out the other opportunities. And meanwhile, I'm seeing everyone having so much fun on ordinals. And it's hard to feel. I feel a little bit of jealousy, if I'm being honest, right? I feel like I'm underperforming, right? And the underperforming is showing up in other areas of my life, frankly, right? So I'm just trying to, I'm coping a little bit, frankly, but.
Well, here on your affirmation, say, when I feel jealousy, I'm not going to revenge trade, because that's when you're really going to dig yourself a hole. You got to reset. You got to align your chakras, do some Wim Hof breathing. I've never done a cycle of Wim Hof breathing and come out the other side holding the emotional baggage I did going in. And you need to do that, and you need to get back to that Zen-like flow state where you're seeing the matrix and you're seeing what's moving. And also realizing you're sitting in your lane, right? Like, a guy that's a billionaire in Texas off oil isn't obsessing over people making money in biotech. You know what I mean? You know, so you know what you're good at. Right. You like your ETH NFTs, right? You're not a meme coiner. You're not an ordinalier, as they like to call themselves. And, you know, just stick in your lane, reset, breathe, find that matrix, find that next, you know, zone of awesome that you're going to find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust me, I woke up this morning kind of pissed off too. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. It just happens, dude. It happens in this space. And you got to get back to your zone of awesome.
You know, we'll work on it too. And I do feel like, you know, this was a reset morning for me. Like, the affirmations helped, and I've been doing some breathing during today's show.
Did you write in your journal?
Yeah. I wrote in a journal of, like, hey, you know, what do I want to happen today? What are my wishes?
Two glasses of cold water?
I had one, and I had a cup of Joe. Keurig, just threw it on. You know, all the microplastics. I don't feel too good, but look.
Also, Clemente, my wife, she's a big affirmation manifestation person. And so, like, her advice to you would be, like, you're never going to make the money if, like, you don't manifest that, like, that money is supposed to come to you. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you're, like, looking at other people's bags, you're like, why isn't that me? Woe is me. Right. That the energy that you're putting out is an energy mm-hmm. that's not going to attract money. Right. Mm-mm. So you need to work on that energy that is going to mm-hmm. attract money. You need to wake up and say, I deserve this win. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, I deserve to make money in this space. I am better than these people. I'm smarter than these people.
I work harder than these people. My jeans are tighter than these people's. Yeah, you can outrun them. You can out tennis them. The other thing, Clemente, that I gotta say too is, like, when it comes to manifestation, as someone who's just a diehard believer in the Church of Manifest, that the main thing that you should be doing here is spending money like you have it, even if you don't have it yet. I hear that that's the best way, because it puts you in a financial situation where now you have to acquire that money or you're in danger. So it's like, live above your means in order to obtain those means, and never stop, never stop. You're in Miami. Many people down here practice and preach that exact mindset. So I'm sure you'd fit right in.
And the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I was talking to someone pretty deep in the space, pretty wealthy in the space, talking to someone else pretty wealthy in the space. They said a lot of the people on Twitter that everyone wants to be, they're leveraged to the tits, man. They're taking loans just to, like, pay their mortgage. It's not, it's not as sunshine and gravy. You know, a lot of people, you know, post about the wins, not posting about, you know, the L. So once again, you just got to, you know, don't look at when you run, when you race, you don't look behind you, right? You don't look to see where everyone else is. So you just run and you got to manifest that money. Clemente, put an affirmation on the board. Okay.
Clemente, take the credit card out, show the number on stream right now. So this way the stream can run it up and then you have to work to pay it off. That's how we get you there.
I like that. I actually like that.
You know what? That's actually a really good point. Look, I do. I want to pivot a little bit because I am more interested in Solan NFTs right now, frankly. As we know, Tensor announced the points cut. They're trying to basically reduce a lot of the wash trading that's been going on Ordinals for some of these zero royalty collections. I think it's healthy. It's a healthy correction. It's needed for long term. But on that note, I've been eyeing some Solana collections. Easy, I want to get your take on what you make of just Solana NFTs as a whole right now. I am down 50% of my two Marm buys that I made, which is rough, but I'll let you kind of lead it. I'm curious kind of what you're looking at and if you were in my shoes, kind of what some of the top opportunities are.
Let's get that screen up, Clemente. We got the screen sharing here. It's time. It's go time.
And easy. It's go time. Again, keep in mind, you're looking at someone that needs a win, dude. I need a win. I need to
get how badly.
Back. I need it bad.
For real? It's like one of those situations, like noodles, but not even like microwave ramen noodles type of win.
Yeah. Walk me through. What are we looking at here?
Yeah. So I really like this collection right here. It's a dog collection on the timeline. They're great. Big fan of the team over there. I love their content. But in all honesty, I think the heist is one play that I'm really interested here. I got to say, you can even see like I did that thread where I have my my current tabs open where I favorite the collections I'm keeping an eye on. Heist season 3 kicks off, I believe, next week. So I'm very interested in the heist and the heist land, which heist land is actually now down from where it was. So, you know, let's get a little crazy here. We're going to rip a...
this is fun.
We're going to let it fly a little bit, see if we hit gold.
For people listening,
what are you looking for, gold?
No, we want the purple one, not the gold one. We want the purple one, not the gold one. So I just had to sign a transaction real quick to let this go through. Please, Papa needs a brand new car. We're going for a piece of land here. The reason that I'm bullish on the land play, though, is because they have a new token, Kiwi, launching. The land acts as nodes to get the Kiwi, and it's 2.6 soul. My entry was like right around 3.5. With season 3 kicking off, I'm like, this feels a little bit better to take a gamble on. And we're now using this beautiful entertainment product, YOLO Buy, to see if we can actually hit this. Still spinning.
I thought hopefully it ends was fast.
Well, the thing is, it's I had to sign the transaction to start spinning before. So that's kind of where we're at the moment. Mm-hmm. It started spinning really early. I actually don't want to open it up. Oh, I got to update my browser. That's probably what it is. You know?
Oh, that's anticlimactic.
Yeah, I know. We're just sitting here spinning. Dude, wait. This one's actually much cheaper, so I probably should have just bought that. Huh. That's kind of the boat we're in. I like the land here. I really like the heist NFTs here. Season 3 kicks off in no time. I am worried about transdimensional foxes down about a soul here. And the thing that I like about Tensor, light and pro mode that you can switch on and off. So I like to look at charts. I know a lot of people say charting in NFTs is dumb, but you know, so is astrology and people still believe in that. So it's kind of where we're at here. This chart is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Not going to lie to you. That's not really what you want to see.
Holy shit, dog. Okay, first of all, the sell signal on this thing was when it just went straight line. That's the most manufactured shit I've ever seen in my
life. Well, so that's the issue.
What kind of chart is this shit, dude?
They've been farming it, which because zero royalties, it basically trades flat. The points have since been halted on this collection. So it just tanked. So that's why I definitely want to stay away from that. That's not what you want to see. But is it maybe like a buy the dip opportunity here? Like, if it's only down, like, do we buy it?
I don't know.
Like, my head's at.
I mean, it kind of feels like there's a lot of collections now in Solana which are just feeling a little bit underpriced just because of the farming going on there. Like, if the heist was a good, sorry, if the foxes were good before the farming, like, why won't they be good post-farming? And then we've just seen Solana absolutely rip up to 130 as well. So there is some price adjustment going on there, Easy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, the foxes, you've been speaking about the foxes for a long time now. So
I've always liked them. Like, their team is just cracked.
Yeah, so, like, I would kind of feel like this could be a buy-the-dip opportunity.
That one's interesting to me. I am holding sharks here, too, which this is a play that I'm providing a ton of liquidity on. They're down to about 6.6. And that's literally only because of the fact that, and let's switch back to light mode because I just like the UI of light mode. So yeah, right now with fees and royalties, they're at 7.22, which isn't too shabby, I will say. The thing with these is that I provide liquidity on them. So like I use Sharkify to actually provide loans and get points. So I'm like farming the hell out of that, where it gives me 1% a day basically on like returns that you can get, which isn't too bad. Take that 30% on a month. Kind of nice. I think this NFT inevitably goes higher once the tokenomics are launched as well. So I'm looking at Sharks. I'm looking at Heist Land. I'm looking at the Heist NFTs.
Easy, I have a question, Professor Easy.
Please, please, taking notes
on this. I like the analysis. What do you think about Lil Potates? Lil Potates, I follow them on Instagram. I like their content. I like their reels that they're putting out.
Clemente.
They have 334,000 followers on.
What the fuck are you talking about? Lil Potates? What the hell is that? Like a mini potato?
Oh, they're 0.58.
What do we think about these? My
God.
Kix, what do you think of the Lil Potates?
I don't know. We're spinning for one.
So these things are down to a 0.5 ETH or 0.5 SOL floor. So I'm going to need 50 bucks, 50 buckaroonies. I spend that on gas on ETH, you know?
I lost.
Yikes.
Ah, that sucks, dude. I was rooting for you.
Same. We'll get the next one. We'll get the next one. We'll get the next one.
So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. This kind of reminds me like in 2022, I bought like some stupid project called Little Brains World. Kind of getting similar vibes here on the potatoes. That's definitely one of those flashes in the pan that you know you wanna sell when that pan's flashing.
Mm, yeah, look, I like the little potatoes.
Do you like the little potatoes,
dude? I just think they're cute. They're kind of fat shaped. They have Instagram followers. Look, they're like, if you want me to be honest with you, I want a potato.
Let's go.
Nice win. Nice W.
Thank you.
That was fucking scale, dude. If you ever seen scale on the spins. Right there, went for a nice smart 1.6 multiplier. Just made a $300, no big deal. Clemente, so when you buy something, what I want you to think in your head is close your eyes and be like, okay, this project, if I went and explained this to D's on Twitter, would D's be like, that's a great thesis? I'm in with you. I'm going to follow right behind you and buy 20 of these. If you can't say yes to that answer, you know, your win rate, I think it's going to be a little on the lower end.
Got it. Yeah. Look, I mean, if I'm being honest,
Easy's just ripping.
Hair, Easy.
Just win after
win. Did you insta sell it?
No, I haven't. Okay. I probably should. I probably should just rip the quick, like $110, you know, just really enjoy the entertainment product of it. It's a little fun.
I'm realizing my trading weakness is food-shaped NFTs. I love the beans, right? I love the potatoes on meme land.
Yep.
And now, I saw the little potatoes, and they were very interesting to me. Very interesting to me.
What was the most interesting part about them?
Look, they seem friendly, right? Like, I would just want to give this thing a hug. Maybe, you know, you hang out with it. I would buy a plushie of a little potato for sure. Look at that thing, dude.
Yeah, but don't you have those two marmots?
This thing looks
well
like my night terrors, dude.
Like, I want this thing. I'd buy this thing. You know what? I'm going to buy one right now.
Stop.
Hey, yo, Lil Potates. Yo, hey, where the Lil Potates community at? Yo, do Lil Potates still follow Lil Potates? What are we doing here?
This is actually healthy. This is like a rock bottom flush. He needs to go through this and buy one.
Yeah, honestly, dude, just ape one right now. There's no saving you.
I do like the grapes, too. I remember that was another one. I love the foods. Love the foods. But yeah, Easy. What do you make of these like soul maps? What else? I want one more.
And he bought Pizza Ninjas. There is a trend here.
Yeah. You've got a problem, dude.
Are you hungry?
Yeah. Like,
you're not eating.
Are you on a diet? Is that what this is? Have you been on a diet?
Remember, you didn't give me the loan for groceries last week. So yeah, I've been fasting, not by choice, but you know.
I'll tell you what. Water and oxygen diet. If there ever is a food and fruit. Like PFP meta, Clemente is going to clean house.
I'm going to dominate.
He's going to dominate. Dude. He's going to be like, yeah, it's time to sell oranges. Get in on apples right now.
All right. One last buy, Easy. What else are we looking at here?
Photos in it, man. Definitely buy some crown. Buy some of the crown token.
Are you that bullish on crown kicks?
I don't know, man.
Oh, how about those D's nuts? That's a food group.
That is.
Yeah, it's
SPL 20.
And you can eat horses in some countries. Just saying.
Okay.
Kind of fits into his thesis just a little bit. Yeah, you know, Crown has some nice volume, dude. They're doing like 100K a day in races. You know, I think that's pretty impressive.
Gaming Gladiators is interesting. I did cut most of my bag, so I hold none at the moment, but I'm tempted to get back in. The Binance partnership token launching in the near future, so it plays right into the meta. They own an esports team. So this one's interesting. We saw it run all the way up to 7, currently sitting at 4. That one's interesting to me, but like at the same time, dude, right now it's like, what are the catalysts? That's my big thing. It's like, yeah. What is the catalyst? What's oversold? Oh, dude, we should just cop some punks.
Sold punks. Interesting. That's provenance right there. Look, before we wrap, I want to do two more things. The very quick thing, Blast Penguins, they're actually recovering a little bit easy. They're at a 0.2 ETH floor. What's the update here? Have you sold any of yours?
I haven't sold a single one, man.
Well, that's the update from Easy on Blast Penguins. Last thing.
It back to me. We're buying a price lock right here. That's what we're going to do. Let's rip a price lock in real time. So go long or short. So this is it. You can go long or short for 7 days with as little as a 3% fee. All right.
Okay.
So we got to find a collection here that we want to go long on or go short.
I love how they just like rename things. Like this is an option, but they're like, that was
price locks.
So it's a purchase lock. I love that innovation. I would definitely probably go long on photo finish.
Long photo finish over 7 days. Oh, they don't have it on here yet. So they are being selective.
That's fine.
Mad Lad? You could just do a Mad Lad. It's a safe one.
I don't even think they have Mad
Lad. Actually, you know what? No. Don't do Mad Lad because they just did the announcement of the raise.
So it's at 188.
Go short on it then.
Go short on it.
It's too. You have to pay 5 soul. Why don't we just go Fragana's? Let's long Fragana's.
Would we long Fragana's?
They took a 40% haircut. They have to rally.
That doesn't like Peloton took like a 40% haircut. That didn't mean to buy it though, right?
Go long.
So we need that.
Parcel is a good one. Go short on Parcel because
go short.
Because they've already announced the season 3. They've already pumped, and I could see a little bit of a pullback.
Ooh, I like that break even too. On it. That's nice.
It just kind of hovers between that 19 to 21, and 21's on the higher end right now. So I feel like a short in the next 7 days could be reasonable.
We're going short.
And if ETH pumps, you're kind of hedging. You're hedging it. It could easily go down in ETH terms, right? If ETH goes,
we're like, locked in on a homeowner's parcel short. We went short Parcel here.
Love it.
And if we take a look, we hit the profit if we dip under 20. So that's what we're looking for here. We're locked in to sell it at 20. This isn't an
option. You're not doing a put option here. You're doing a short lock.
That's what it is, a short lock. It gives us the right to sell it, any of these, for 20 soul. So anytime it's under 20 soul, we can lock in profit. It costs us 0.84. So we basically need it at like 18.9 to make some profit on it.
You don't even own one, right? So you're naked.
Don't even own one.
You're naked. You're not naked put option. You're not naked short selling. This is a naked short lock.
Exactly. So if we hit 18, we profit 1.18. If it hits exactly at 20, which is where we need it to go, that's the cost of the option here. So we're sitting at 0.82 cost. So we put about $90. If it touches 18, we can get out and make a clean $160.
Easy. I love SIG. Love it. Great call.
Okay, let's see. We'll ride. Let's see. 7 days it's a bit short. I'd like a little bit longer, but no, it's good. I'm confident. Manifesting affirmations.
And you can't even provide the NFTs. So if we did own them, we could actually put our NFTs in here and earn those fees up to 389% APY.
Easy.
That's not loading your stock. That's putting your NFT into the lock.
William Peartree brings up a great point. You can eat frogs as well. So maybe Fragana's are an interesting buy here, actually. In terms of food NFTs to potentially.
So you're telling me to go long?
I may recommend an ayahuasca trip for you this weekend, Clemente. I think that if you could have like a 60 Mesopotamian spirit demon, like reset your brain, you may come back on the other side feeling good and just approaching life with just a different mindset.
People are saying this is rock bottom they're witnessing. Look, hey, We're going to wrap up. Before we do, I want to give one more look at, you can go to shop.bodagos.com to check in on the status of the Blind Bone Skate Deck Pooch Prize Plaza, not a raffle. Even though it says your raffle result, you can see whether or not you won or lost. I lost. I took another loss, which is not what I needed. Shaking the confidence once again. But look, let us know if you won. If you won, tweet at us. We'll be congratulating you, and we'll be giving away some additional decks. So be watching out for that. That's our show for today. Thank you all for tuning in. The comeback is in the works. We are rebounding. You guys witnessed a little bit of a loss today, right? I try to show up and be my most honest self, right? So you're not going to always be getting peak performance, right? Go through the highs, you go through the lows, but no matter what, we're showing up, we're doing the affirmations, we're getting better, we're learning, ladies and gentlemen. So that's our show. Hope you all have a fantastic weekend. We will be back on Monday. One more shout.